This week's cultural ambassador is our woman in the South, although for a lot of you, it's to the North. I'm talking about Emma Tavala, our link with South Auckland and Pacifica Arts. Welcome back tonight, Emma.
Thank you. Lovely to be here.
Nice to have you on. The Papakura Art Gallery has put together, in the process, I think, of putting together an exhibition, because you're co-creating it, on tapu. Or tabu. Is that how you say it in Fijian? Tabu?
Yes. We have an invisible M sound, so it's tambu. So it's a similar word, tapu in Maori, tambu in Fijian. The artist is herself Maori and Fijian. So she's exploring the sort of parallels between her two cultural paradigms, and with regards to objects in museums. Margaret All is her name, and I'm co-curating her solo exhibition with Nigel Burrell, who is a Māori curator. So it's a bit of a unique situation where you have one artist and two curators. but we're hopefully...
You're not worried about that? It'd been overkill.
Yes.
Curation overkill.
I know. I have worried a little bit, but I think actually Margaret... I mean, it's not for everyone, definitely, but Margaret's really enjoyed the process, because we've got quite different insights into her practice and insights into her, you know, as a Māori investigating her Fijian heritage and a Fijian investigating her Māori heritage. So we form this kind of interesting cultural triangle that I think the exhibition is sort of a product of that collaboration. So it's called Concealed Ancestors, and it's a series of works on paper, new works on paper, and a sculptural installation. And we developed it for Papakura Art Gallery in the Deep South, and it will run...
Not if you're in Pukekohe, mate.
No, but from where I live, from Otahu, Papatoi. Yeah, that really is the deep, deep south in Papakura there. But it's an exhibition that will open in the second week of January. It's kind of the haziest, laziest time of the year.
But why did she give it, or you, because maybe you work together on the title, Concealed Ancestors? I'm curious about that.
We talked a lot about Margie's recent trip to Fiji and her sort of interest in the collections at the Fiji Museum. And she's interested in, you know, what of this idea of tapu and sacredness, you know, what remains in objects that are collected, what are the attitudes towards collecting, what changes. Because in Fiji, there certainly are different attitudes towards a museum, for example, than in New Zealand, and different resources, obviously, and investment. So in Fiji, she had kind of free rein. I mean, awesome staff there, just loved that she was so interested as a New Zealand Fijian, interested in her heritage and that kind of thing. So she it was like sort of walking through visual history, you know, and sort of getting to hold things and be with ancient things. So whereas in New Zealand, there's quite a lot of protocol around these things and what can be seen or touched or, you know, uncovered. So it's this idea of, I guess, revealing things that come out in her works on paper. So she's got photocopies of these things and worked them in sort of collages that are quite gorgeous. And also, Nigel and I went down to Tiawamutu, where she's based. We were driving around with her on a Sunday morning. And actually, Nigel, who has Whakapapatu Tauranga, talked about how he had an ancestral connection to this area, Tiawamutu. And so Margaret suggested we go for a little drive and look in this cemetery where there might be a reference to that ancestor of his. And we found it. And it was this amazing process for Nigel, the curator, to reveal, you know, this whole sort of piece of his own history in the process of us talking to Margie about her own, you know, inquiries. So, and I do recall it was quite a hazy morning, and I was driving these two who were starting to nod off a bit, and it was a beautiful sunny day after quite a big night, and I kind of had a slight hallucination that one of the road signs said concealed ancestors. So it was some words that stuck with the
you
project.
Were certainly 50, you would have been 50% right about what that road sign said. Yeah. I'm sure of it.
I think so.
By the way, if you're interested in having a little look at some of the art that Margaret Olds created, I don't think the artwork that will be part of the exhibition you're talking about, Emma, you can go to our webpage, radionz.co.nz. /nights. There's some examples of her earlier work there.
Great.
Can you give me some examples of how Dambu, what's sacred in Fijian culture, differs from Māori culture? It sounds to me, given what you've just told me about Margie's experiences in the museum in Fiji, that in some ways there are, in terms of some things, there are more relaxed attitudes, but I'm guessing here.
Yeah. I mean, from where I sit in this project, I'm really, really interested in that Fijian side. So looking at how Margie's relationship or investigation of the concept of tambu is within the museum. And I think the thing she's really identified is that different context of what a museum is. Like when things get collected or when they get taken out of their social context, you know, what happens to them? Are they still imbued with that mana, or is it just an object in a box kind of thing? Because the people aren't around it. One of the things we talked about with this work is that by using the imagery of these objects and bringing it back into her work, she's kind of trying to bring back the mana and, the soul of these objects. Because in the case of Fiji, I think there is a bit of a case that, you know, when it had a context when it was around and empowered by the people, you know, who it related to. But when it goes into what feels like, an archive or a box or a dark little cabinet, it loses its connection a little bit. This is a really interesting area, and we've actually got a Fijian archaeologist coming into the gallery on the 19th of January to discuss Fijian attitudes towards collecting and this idea of tambu and what happens when we take things away from their people, you know. So, and I think just that difference with the Māori sort of approach to it is I think there's just a much stronger connection and authority of Māori protocol. And in New Zealand, for example, things like things being repatriated and like there is a belief system around these objects that can be reinvigorated once it's reintroduced to people kind of thing.
I think that's something that's changed quite dramatically over the last generation or two. I think of my experiences as a child going to a museum, say the Auckland War Memorial Museum in the early 70s, and then there was, and I don't think I would have understood it as such, but and I guess it's coloured now with the memory is coloured by experience, but the idea, a lot of the things that I saw from different cultures were in a way kind of dismembered. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yes, totally.
They are, as you say, objects.
Mm.
But they've lost a certain life because they're no longer being worn, or they're not surrounded by the culture that created them anymore.
That's right. That's exactly it. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I think what Margie's trying to do, and particularly in the case of Fiji Museum, is really bring the awareness for this collection out to people who might not go there or might, engage with the museum, which a lot of Fijians don't engage with the museum, you know. I think there's a belief system that we have our culture here, we have everything out here, we don't need to go to a place.
You could argue that that's the case. I mean, if you're in Fiji, your culture is right there.
Yeah.
Why go to a museum?
That's right. I mean, museums and the whole idea of a museum is an introduced concept, you know. It's doesn't necessarily have translatable values, you know.
How important are ideas about tambu in Fijian culture within everyday life? How important are they in the decisions people make now?
That would be a really good question to ask someone who
has been spending some time in Fiji recently.
Yeah.
Well, I thought I'd give it a crack because you've got connections.
Oh, shame me, Brian. I wish I could answer that question better. I'm sorry.
The thing is, that one of the reasons I asked that is, and you mentioned the way that tapu and Māori culture has, I think, got more influence in the way that museums cope with things that are sacred that are from Māori culture now. But even as a child, outside museums, I remember the idea, whether I understood it correctly or not, the idea of tapu was very powerful to me. And I remember at times being really upset as a child if I thought I'd broken a tapu, if I'd walked into an area that was tapu, despite being a very Pākehā lad with no Māori blood whatsoever.
Mm. Yeah, I think the concept is human and it's translatable across, you know, cultural borders. And I mean, I think we all feel that just as human nature, but then I guess, yeah, that really does emphasize what is lost when we see those things in, you know, in cabinets in a cold old stone building. And I think where was the tapu that was once attached to these objects, you know? Because that's why they were created. That's what they represented.
How does Margaret address the Māori side of things in this exhibition?
She has juxtaposed her imagery in a way that could be seen as quite provocatively. She's identified the lips of various objects as and sort of associated them in ways at times with the genitalia, and it sort of is about oratory tradition being travelled through generations. It could look a little bit rude or disrespectful, but there's a lot of meaning and symbolism in what she's doing, but it's definitely got people talking, which is great. And then she's a very skilled painter, and compositions of her work are just delicious. She's used gold leaf and quite a pop art kind of palette with quite almost like crudely cut out photocopies. I mean, the gorgeous works that have translated beautifully to graphics. I've really enjoyed promoting the show because people love the work. And it's lovely.
Another thing about tapu, tambu, whatever is sacred, what previous generations regard as something you can't change or challenge, is something an artist often does.
Yeah.
Challenge ideas about what is sacred. Take on, I mean, in a European context, it might be to challenge ideas about God through your art.
Yes.
Which would have been, well, it was a crime once to do that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Some people still regard it as a crime. Is Margaret doing that in what she's doing with tapu, with Māori ideas about tapu?
Yeah, I think her sort of position has parallels to her identity, you know, she's, you know, built like a Polynesian, but she's definitely probably more embedded in her Māori heritage and culture. She always talks about being the Fijian, the islander in her Māori family, and in her Fijian family she's the Māori. So it's that position that just never settles, of being the one who, by nature of who you are, challenges, you know, expectations and views and, you know. So I think her kind of challenge in her artwork is definitely related to that. And I know, as someone of mixed race myself, that when we make art about these things and identities become a bit of a cliche, but it's real, it's like resolution, you know. There's a lot of chaos in our heads, and to make work that just has such beautiful balance and purpose, it makes sense. And I think a lot of people connect to that.
Did you say it's premiering on the January the 12th?
Yes, it opens on Saturday the 12th of January, which is going to be a big day at Papakura Art Gallery with two openings and the launch of South, which is a wonderful publication.
South. Now, before I ask you a little bit about that, Just tell me where the art gallery is in Papakura.
Yes, it's on 10 at number 10 Avril Street, which is opposite the Countdown, and it's the old fire station, a pretty gorgeous little building.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I remember it.
Yes.
South, tell me more about this.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful publication. It's a full-colour, 50-page tabloid scale, beautifully considered arts publication that I've had the pleasure of co-editing with Nigel Burrell again. It was part of my work with Auckland Council, and it's managed to continue as I'm now a freelancer. But it's basically the publication Nigel and I going through, you know, sort of art schools in Auckland. It's the publication we always wanted to read, with Pacific and Māori voices and opinions and commentary and artists and reflections of Pacific Island Māori South Auckland experience. So that's what it's all about. It's a reflection of the Māori and Pacific arts scene in South Auckland.
The first edition?
It is the second. So it's now become an annual thing. We've brought on MIT as a sponsor, and Creative Communities have come on board. Toyo Manukau is now the publisher, and Auckland Council as well. But it's it is just gorgeous. We're so proud of it. So very, very proud of it. And it's free. 100% free.
Where would you find it?
In every arts centre and library in South Auckland, and various spaces in the city, and basically all arts centres within Auckland Council as well. So out at Corbin Estate in West Auckland, Art Station on Ponsonby Road, and a few other cool little places in the city as well.
Emma, thanks so much for joining us. Good luck with the launch.
Thank you so much.
Emma Tavola back with more South Auckland art, Pacifica art, in 2013.